Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 13 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Great Faith Leads to Immediate Obedience. Vance Havner said, "You have not really learned a commandment until you have obeyed it. The church suffers today from Christians who know volumes more than they practice." Our text today is Joshua 2, 19 through 21. "Then if anyone goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be guiltless. But if a hand is laid on anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless with respect to your oath that you have made us swear." And she said, "According to your words, so be it." Then she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. Rahab agreed to the conditions of the agreement proposed by the two spies. She responded with these words, "According to your words, so be it." I love the fact that she told them to hide for 3 days for safety, but she went ahead and tied the scarlet cord in her window for her protection. She knew that the attack on Jericho couldn't occur until after the spies reported to their leadership. The army wouldn't know to spare her and her family unless the spies reported to them about the scarlet cord. Yet she tied the scarlet cord in the window. If it was up to me, I too would have tied it in the window the minute they left. Why wait until later to ensure your salvation? When God gives us His commandments, we are often tempted to delay our response. We rationalize in our minds reasons why God would tell us to do certain things instead of quickly obeying Him. We want to completely understand up front everything God is doing when He desires for us to obey Him fully by faith. It's a sign of spiritual maturity when we obey Him quickly. Any parent can relate to this truth. You get tired of telling your children the same thing repeatedly, and they refuse to obey. You want to protect them, and you know what is best for them. If they would obey, they would quickly find out that you have a loving reason behind your firm commands. When children are young, they resist obeying their parents' commands. When they do obey, often it is after repeated prompts to comply. A sign of maturity is when children obey immediately when they are told to do something. An even larger indicator of development occurs when they do what they are supposed to do without even being told. God's word has a lot to say about obedience. More specifically, God repeatedly spoke to the nation of Israel about the need to obey. Notice His words found in Deuteronomy 28:1-2. "And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God." God wants the best for His children, and obeying Him leads to a fulfilled life. The nation of Israel would suffer great consequences because of disobedience and delayed obedience. What would have happened if Rahab didn't take the spy seriously? What if she didn't hang the scarlet thread out of her window? Or what if she planned on waiting for several weeks to obey while she prayed about it more? If Rahab had delayed in her obedience, the consequences would have been deadly. Rahab's prompt obedience saved her family, but it also would have impacted the entire nation of Israel. Picture the scene. For 6 days, the army of Israel will march around the city of Jericho. On the seventh day, they will walk around it 7 times. Before the walls of Jericho come tumbling down, Israel will have hiked around the city walls 13 times. Imagine the scene. On day 1, a soldier from Israel's army notices a scarlet thread hanging out the window of a house. This cord runs down the entire wall and touches the ground. He points it out to the others next to him. Word quickly spreads, and by the second day, everyone notices it as they pass by. Reports come back through the army to protect the family in the home that the cord hangs from. That scarlet cord is a signal for a rescue. Now, every time they march around the city of Jericho, everyone notices that scarlet cord. It gives goosebumps to warriors and chills to the clergy. They know what this cord represents, and they can't walk by it without sharing. Soon, the army of Israel will view the scarlet cord in a more meaningful light. When the walls of Jericho were reduced to rubble, except where the scarlet cord hung, they would be in awe. The soldiers and the priests from Israel would look at this cord like the first responders viewed the American flags flying at Ground Zero after the attacks of 9/11. Psalm 119, verse 60 says, "I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments." May we learn a valuable lesson from today's scripture. When God gives us His commandments, let's be quick to obey. Our act of obedience may have ripple effects on others that we couldn't have foreseen. Great faith does lead to immediate obedience that impacts the world for Jesus Christ. Questions. Why is partial obedience really disobedience? How is delayed obedience actually disobedience? Think over your life and whether there has ever been a time you delayed obedience or only partially obeyed. What consequences did you experience? What impact did it have on others, if any? In what ways is the size of your faith connected to your level of obedience? Pray with me. Lord, teach us to obey, and teach us to obey on your timetable, so that we can be lights in your kingdom and shine for you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.